Across Alaska, crime is up. That's according to data released today by the Department of Public Safety comparing 2017 to 2016. In its Uniform Crime Report, the department says that statewide, crime rose by 6% last year. It's part of a longer-term increase in Alaska crime. The rate of violent crimes like murder, rape, robbery, and assault increased by more than a third from 2013 to 2017. Property crime rates grew, too, by almost a quarter in the same period. During a press conference today, Public Safety Commissioner Walt Monaghan took questions from reporters. Asked if the report identified any particular areas where violent crime was increasing most dramatically, Monaghan pointed to Alaska's most densely populated communities.
We've actually seen a lot more activity in the urban areas in regards to some of the violence that kind of related to gangs.
That lines up with the Department of Law's data, too. According to that department, felony prosecutions last year went up mainly in urban hubs and western Alaska. Commissioner Monaghan says Alaska's designation as a high-intensity drug trafficking area by federal officials means it will soon receive funds to help combat the ongoing opioid crisis.
Understanding that a lot of the violent crime is being driven by the drug epidemic itself. So with the high-intensity drug trafficking money that we're going to be receiving shortly, that is going to be a concerted effort to try to address the gangs, address the drugs, and we should see, a reduction in the violent crime.
32 police agencies from around Alaska submitted data for 2017. The Uniform Crime Reporting data is submitted to the FBI as part of a nationwide effort to collect national crime statistics. You can find a link to the full report on our website, alaskapublic.org.